Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with world high stakes golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
I didn't want to.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I was just
question.
Drinking it to be polite.
Have you ever wanted to find your happy?
Okay.
Haven't we all? Tell me, would you like to discover what your happy really is? Have you ever wanted to know how to live your life to the fullest? Really, really the fullest.
Now, can you imagine
leaving a successful career to follow your heart? Tell me, do you know what your passion is? When I say passion, I mean the thing that you would do for free. You love doing it so much. Now, when was the last time you thought about being alone? On Valentine's Day. That's not a fun thought, is it? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call into the show today. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. And if you'd like to speak to us, just press the number 1 and you will show up on our switchboard. I'm pleased to announce today that our show is featured on the front page at Blog Talk Radio. I am honored to be a feature host, and we now have over 900,000 fabulous listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She has been labeled a true sparkling star by Healing Lifestyles and Spas. She is the author of Find Your Happy, an inspirational guide to loving life to its fullest. She is a four-time contributing author to the international best-selling book series, Chicken Soup for the Soul. She is the founder of the popular website playwiththeworld.com, where she leads online workshops. Her ideas have been featured in media outlets such as Good Morning America, Good Day New York, Inside Edition, KATU-AM Northwest, HuffPost, Live, and she is the online columnist for Mind Body Green, Yahoo, Voices, Examiner, Tiny Buddha, and The Daily Love. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Shannon Kaiser. Hi, Shannon. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm wonderful. It's great to be here.
Oh, we're very happy to have you with us. Your resume is quite impressive. You've been quite a busy little gal.
I have, yes. I love what I'm doing.
Okay, now what inspired you to become a writer, a coach, a speaker? What got you on this wonderful path?
Yeah, well, I was actually, as you mentioned a little bit, I was in corporate, and I was working in an advertising industry, and I felt really out of alignment with myself, and what resulted in a big depression. And all through my 20s, I was searching outside of myself. And it wasn't until I started asking myself, well, what is it you really want? And I had that pull in my heart, and I realized I really want to be a writer, and I have these ideas, and I really want to share my experience with others. And so I left. I walked and left all of it behind. And the more I started writing, the more I realized this is exactly why I'm here, and this is what I'm meant to do.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, that's what happens. I didn't discover my passion for writing until I was 50 years old. So I applaud you for doing it. You sound much younger. It's a difficult thing, though, to leave a successful career to follow your heart. Tell me, what advice do you give people who are thinking about doing that? It's a tough decision.
Yeah, and this is a great question. This is what I work with a lot of my clients with as well, because there's a lot of fear that comes up. A lot of us, especially with the economy the way it is right now, there's a lot of changes happening, and we're kind of looking outside of ourselves to see where the answers are. And I really work with people, the first thing I would say is to go inward and find what it is that really makes you alive. And knowing, as you mentioned earlier, if you do that every day, even if you do it without money, you know that that's your fuel. That can lead you to happiness. And so working through busting down that fear is the first step that I needed to take. And a lot of fear comes up, especially, you know, I went to grad school for graphic design, and my whole life I was on a mission to go one direction. What happens when you realize that's wrong? When you get to where you thought you were going to be happy, and you're like, wow, this isn't at all what I thought it would be. That happens to so many of us. And so I think it's really looking fear in the eye and saying, okay, you know what? My values and what I want for my life is more important than being safe. And so it's really about stepping out of your comfort zone.
Wow, that's a big decision. Now, I see in your resume that you've contributed 4 times to the Chicken Soul for the Soup series. What a fantastic opportunity. How did that come about for you?
Yeah, that was actually a beautiful universal blessing, too, because the first time I wrote A Chicken Soup for the Soul story was in the one that went into Think Positive. And then also there's another one in Find Your Happiness. And I wrote those stories while I was still in corporate, working at, you know, my 80-hour work weeks. And what happened was I took a trip to Paris, and I wrote, and it was about my transition, leaving corporate. One story was, and then the other story was about me in Paris. And when I sent those stories, just on a whim, you know, I just sent them. I didn't even know that I was going to... At that moment, I didn't know I was going to want to be a published author until they wrote back, you know, to have a really big official publisher give you this letter that says your story has been selected over, you know, thousands of entries. I literally fell to my knees, and I was so thankful and excited, and I was like, this is what I want for my life. I'm so fulfilled. And I realized it was so great because that was the confirmation from the universe. You know how you kind of have these dreams and you get these little signs along the way. So it's such a blessing. And, you know, when things are right, they flow. When things are aligned, they really do flow, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've met and know Mark Victor Hansen, and he has given so many young writers that push that inspires them. Because when you have something like that on your resume, doors will open for you. And it's as simple as writing one little story at a time and getting your feet wet and submitting them. And I agree with you. That is the universe calling you.
Yeah, it's such a nice, and it's, you know, there's such great uplifting stories, the whole series of Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's wonderful to be featured in those.
Yeah, it's a great way to start out. You know, Shannon, we're going to take a break and hear about your sponsor. But when we come back, I want to ask you, on your road to success, could you share the worst thing that has ever happened to you and the best thing that's ever happened to you that enabled you to become our success story today? We'll be right back with Shannon Kaiser.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Shannon Kaiser. And Shannon, could you share your website information and tell my listeners how they can get your book?
Yes, you can go to playwiththeworld.com, and my book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and in most bookstores. You can always have them order it in at bookstores as well, and it's all e-book.
Well, that's terrific. Now, let's ask you about Valentine's Day. You know, that's coming up. And what do you say to people who are single and unhappy about it when you have a holiday like Valentine's Day?
Yes, this is such a great question. So many people think about February and it's the month of love. And I think when we are single, there's this outward pressure to find a mate or find a significant other. And so it makes us sometimes feel worse than maybe we really do, especially during Valentine's Day. And I tend to really, for me personally, when I was single through Valentine's Day, I realized this is the best time to practice self-love and respect for myself. And so that's what I really say to people, is to really let go of expectations, stop looking outside of yourself, and go inward and do what makes you happy. If you love yoga, go to yoga class, you know, take care of yourself, eat healthy breakfast. And it's really about cultivating that real rich experience of self-love, because the more in love with yourself you are, the more healthy your relationships will be, and plus you'll be working towards meeting a better mate or a better partner for you. You know, it's a good time to really discover yourself.
That's good advice. You know, I have a regular guest who comes on my show and gets tremendous ratings. Her name is Bobby White. She's a humorist, and her husband doesn't believe in Valentine's Day, and she works at a bank. So every Valentine's Day, she goes to the florist and sends herself a bouquet of flowers. The card says, to me, from me, you didn't think I'd forget.
Oh, I love that. And that is so, so right on. You know, we can't wait for other people to make us happy. And we can't, you know, even if you are in a relationship and you're like, oh, no, we're having another Valentine's Day, my significant other doesn't do anything, that's the perfect solution, is step up, just like you're no whining, take accountability and say, okay, you know what, I'm going to be happy no matter what.
And then also, you know, and I on the other hand, I go out and buy myself a box of chocolate, so that helps me get through the day.
You got to have the chocolate, a nice bubble bath with some, you know, champagne.
Now, Shannon, could you share with my listeners on your road to success something that happened that was difficult and considered the worst thing that could have happened to you, and then how you would flip it around and have the best thing happen to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I believe that, you know, the way I look at life, I think that all things that could be perceived as negative are actually opportunities. So in society standards, I'll share a thing that seemed really, really bad. And it was when I was in my corporate job, giant, almost three-figure or six-figure paycheck and very cushioned. At that time, I knew that I was, you know, really unhappy, but then all of a sudden I was laid off. I hadn't quite figured out my plan on what I wanted to do, but I was just laid off. I walked into work, and so everything I knew had changed. And it was really a life-turning moment for me, though, because I am so thankful for that layoff, because I'm able to do the work I do today, and it was that. And that's exactly what the Chicken Soup for the Soul story is about in Think Positive. It's about me going into the HR office and realizing, oh my gosh, they're going to lay me off. And then what do you do when you get this news similar to a divorce or a death? You know, a lot of us were like, oh my gosh, it's almost paralyzing. But I quickly focused on, this is an opportunity and this is a blessing in disguise. I need to look at this as the basically the things that's going to help me get to where I want to go. And so I looked at it as an opportunity to get serious about my goal, and I wrote every day, and that's where Find Your Happy came about, taking the steps that I really used to pull myself out of a deep depression and sharing tips that can help others. And it was the most beautiful thing in the world. And I think we all have an opportunity when anything happens, you know, because change is a constant in life. And so, you know, when anything happens, whether it's a layoff, a disease, death, divorce, we have a chance to really kind of look at it as there's always a bigger picture at play.
Yeah. Well, this difficult thing enables you to actually find your passion. And as far as the best thing, was that the opportunity to do Chicken Soup for the Soul?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. It worked out well because what seemed like the worst thing turned into the best thing because it was a published story in a worldwide international publication like Chicken Soup for the Soul. So that is confirmation if you're looking for some from the universe, right?
That gave you credibility, fantastic resume material. You know, let's talk a little bit about finding your passion, because so many people are out there and they're thinking, well, what do I want to do? What can I do? I have five criteria so that you can judge whether it's your passion. One, it's something you do for free. Two, you lose track of time when you're doing it. Three, you love talking about it. Four, you don't mind if you're not that good at it. And number five, the more you do it, the better you get. Don't you agree that those are pretty good criteria for finding your passion?
Absolutely, yes. I think those are great. And I really key in on the doing it for free because so many people, you know, for the whole first year that I was writing, I was doing it for free because I loved it so much. And so I found other ways to pay the bills, you know, took odd jobs here. And so many people get confused when they're wanting to find their passion or find their happy and leave a corporate job. They think and expect the money to come right away. But if you think about all of the great leaders who do it, and so that's a really key point. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes people get depressed and they're not happy all the time. No one can be happy all the time, which is actually a wonderful thing. Now, can you tell us about your down days and how you pull yourself out of your funk?
Yes. Well, that's exactly true. I think there's this kind of elusive happiness that people try to get to, and that causes us to be unhappy. And so really it's just recognizing to be in the moment. And happiness to me is not this state of euphoric, you know, rainbows and unicorns. It's really about understanding that there are ups and downs, and you can really sift through them with grace and ease. And I have down days, and quite a few of them happened earlier this January, just with the weather and just the new year. And I really, first thing I did was I recognized that I was depressed, you know, and I said, okay, I feel my feelings. A lot of times we as humans kind of are conditioned to not feel or share our feelings, so we'll eat over our feelings or, you know, exercise, or we'll numb out by substances or doing unhealthy habits, and even if it's on a subconscious level. So I really didn't turn to anything. I just really felt the feelings, and I let them push through me. So they were able to get through me much faster. I think that was a very helpful start. And then I really practiced self-love and self-care. When the world seems chaotic, or, you know, your life seems out of control and your circumstances are frustrating, I just turned inward and I literally put myself on a mini detox. I did yoga every day and made sure I took baths. I was taking two baths a day with my red bubbles and making sure I, you know, pet my furry friend, my dog. I hugged him a lot more. You just really got to be present.
Dogs are wonderful. You know, when you go to the show page for this show today, everyone, I have a picture of my dog Zoe and myself, and we're holding a big Valentine heart. So even if you are alone on Valentine's, if you have a dog, you are a lucky person. You know, right now, Shannon, we're going to take a break and hear about a wonderful organization I support. And that's another thing to remember. When you're having a down day and not so good time, it's important to support and help others. We'll be right back.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Shannon Kaiser. And actually, Shannon, you have all the qualifications to be a member of AATH. Now, tell us, you left Chicago to move back to Portland, and that's a big move. I've been in both cities. One is very, very cold, and one is very, very rainy. How does going to Portland contribute to your happiness?
Yeah, well, my family is from Portland, and I grew up here. And then once I took a job in marketing, I moved all around the world and working in different cities for 10 years. And so I really think coming back to my roots helped me personally get established and get grounded. And also surrounding myself with people who were supportive. That's so important when we're working towards a goal, to surround ourselves with people who lift us up versus people who kind of bring us down. And if you are in a situation where you're, you know, power posse and the people who are around you don't really, you know, inspire you, then it's just an opportunity to join new communities or read new books and meet new people to really get into that vibration of happier.
Oh, yeah. Having, you know, there's nothing better than a support system, whether it's family, friends, or your animal. You need that every day. Tell me, what are the three things my listeners can do today, right now, to feel more peace and happiness?
I love this question. Well, I think first and foremost, today, I'd like everyone, and you can follow your heart. Do what you love today, whatever it is, whether you love to cook, bake, or, you know, if you like to crochet or even spend time in nature, just fuel your day, even 15, 20 minutes with something you love to do. And do this every day. This is really a recipe for finding authentic happiness. And then I also think, as we talked a little bit about, is feel your feelings. Notice what comes up for you today. If you feel frustrated, feel it. If you feel happy, just really feeling your feelings is about being in the moment and really appreciating the moment versus racing towards the next thing that you have to do. And then, of course, play. My website is about play with the world, but everything. Play is the fundamental aspect of a happy life. And if you're feeling stressed out, just find a way that you can relax and play. And when you do what you love and follow your heart, you're able to play. So those are the three. Follow your heart, and then feel your feelings, and then definitely play.
Oh, that's good advice. I like also to include find your funny. And when you're finding your happy, find your funny. I have a dear, dear friend who is invented funny. Every conversation with her is funny. People flock to her because her humor is a big remedy. It's a big stepping stone to friendship and actually life. And, of course, I always encourage people to stop whining.
Yes, both of those are so important. I think being accountable for everything in your life is really important, and that's kind of what the stop whining is about. It's like, you know what, you have the power to change, and so take the steps and you can do that. And I love humor, so important. Laughing is so exciting. It makes you feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
I tell jokes, but I'm not that good at jokes, so
I love the natural funny that just comes from situations. I always refer to it, Shannon, as housewife humor. And it's the humor women develop. It's a secret language, like when you're doing carpool or if you're in the supermarket and your kid is screaming.
Yes, exactly.
People can make those very, very funny. Tell us, do you have any special programs or workshops coming up?
Actually, I have a couple of calls from there that I'm going to be watching. So you can always go to playwiththeworld.com event. There's a tab there. You can stay up to date on there. I'm going to update that with a lot of screen teleseminars. And, of course, I'm always teaching workshops for my book. So if you just go to Play With The World, you'll be caught up on that.
Oh, that's terrific. And we really have enjoyed having you back with us. Well, actually, this is your first time, but we do want to have you back with us. Shannon, yeah, and she's a sparkling star. She's been labeled by Healing Lifestyles and Spas, and she is the author of Find Your Happy, an inspirational guide to loving life to its fullest. And she also is a four-time contributor to Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is a fabulous accomplishment. I'm very proud of you and so happy to share that with our listeners. And if you're alone on Valentine's Day, we want you to forget being in the funk and find your funny, find your happy, and take care of yourself. Love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree, Shannon?
Yes, you hit it right on. It's an opportunity to practice more love. Valentine's Day is just about love, so you can just love yourself more, love your pets more, your family. It's a great time to just really kind of step into the love zone.
Oh, yeah. And I hope everyone does that. Thank you again, Shannon, and we look forward to having you back on the show with us soon. To my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. And you can catch all of these interviews with Shannon and our other amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the week are all exciting, eclectic, energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would personally love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. You know, we really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today, like Shannon, and every day. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now for my chocolate comment of the day from Denville, who is a chocolatier. The comment is, chocolate makes everyone smile, even bankers. So for now, whether you're a banker or not, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to Shannon Kaiser. This is January Jones thanking all of you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
I got one, I'd name her Fluffy.
They bring it up.
She doesn't end up with tennis, she'll be fine. Well, yeah, that's why I'm trying to live a good life, so.
Yeah, that's an interesting word.
Probably,
I don't know.
Probably a bit active.
Right, I have to go to the bathroom, and then I'm going to the bank, and then I'm going downtown. Really, when you pay your parking. Woman who owns this place, she's the baker, and so everything in here is like homemade and really good. The other Shakespeare's pub is right there, and that's really good for burgers, or they have a really good chicken salad, too.
Oh,
good.
Oh, God, it was freezing in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to look dark. I just love it, and you know, Jane runs super cold, so she's freezing, and I'm like,
Wedding.
She's like, layers of stuff on. All right, I would make you guys goodbye, but I'm not going to. Love you. So
love you.